Hi everyone, well we're in the home stretch of the month, quarter and also financial year, which has obviously been quite difficult overall for many investors because of worries about rising inflation and also surging interest rates. But today we're off to a pretty good start to this week. We're in fact up about 1.8%. It's the best improvement at the moment at least that we've had in approximately 6 weeks. And we're also on a 3-day winning streak for the first time in about a month and a half. Now what has certainly helped us today is the fact that the US share market rose by a good 3% on Friday, actually having its best improvement in approximately 2 years. And what seems to be helping are hopes that perhaps the couple of interest rate hikes we've had in a number of countries, three in the US recently, might already be having an effect on slowing down the US economy, and maybe they might not need to raise rates quite as aggressively as has been feared by the market. Having said all this, we of course can't lose sight that it still has been an underwhelming month. We've got 4 trading days left. We'll wait and see what happens, I guess, through to Thursday. But at the moment, we're down about 7.5% in June. Now, what we've seen today is really gains so far across the board. All 11 sectors are improving, many of them actually jumping by 1% or more. But the sectors that are doing the most heavy lifting today are those resource stocks, the major mining and energy companies, and also the banks as well. They're all up quite strongly. We've got consumer discretionary also up about 2%. We've got consumer staples up 1.5%, and tech stocks also lifting about that same margin as well. Bit of company news around today. One of the better performers so far has been Metcash, which supplies groceries to IGA supermarkets across the country. It's up about 4.5%. Handed its profit results back down rather for the year. Sales up about 6% for the year. Profits up close to 3%. It also said that sales have picked up even more over the past 7 weeks, but also warned that that perhaps has a bit to do with inflation. The fact that prices are rising, that's making sales look better for the time being. So that certainly is a risk moving forward overall for many businesses. Suncorp also up about 3.5% today in that banking space. The Financial Review in an article today suggested that it's considering spinning off its banking business. Now Suncorp responded with a very, very short statement, in fact a two-liner today, essentially saying that from time to time it does consider its best options and is basically reviewing its options for that banking business at the moment. So essentially confirming that something's going on that front. One of the best performers today though is Imugene, which is up about 30%. Now, this is off the back of some encouraging phase 2 trial results for a cancer treatment it's been working on. Imugene is certainly no stranger to some really big moves in either direction. It's quite normal to see some significant moves for that stock. But if we look at some of the losers today, it's the gold miners that are really the one group that are underperforming most today. We've got Evolution Mining, the big loser though, down about 20% after handing down an update where it basically said it's reducing its goals for production, not only for the year to June, but also for the following 2 years as well. It blamed this partly on bad weather and also COVID at its mines in affecting its mines in New South Wales and also WA. Oz Minerals down as well today, not as much, but the copper miner essentially has reduced its copper production expectations and also thinks that costs are likely to rise as well. In a similar vein to Evolution, basically blamed this on bad weather, flooding in its case, which disrupted production at its South Australia mines, and also COVID-related absenteeism has affected production as well. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at about that 69.1 US cent mark.